Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Star Psychics Blog Talk Radio. That's stars with a Z because... Good evening and welcome to Star Psychics...
Okay, well, we had trouble with that, I can tell. Anyways, welcome everybody to our Blog Talk Radio tonight. We have changed the format quite a bit. Instead, each week now we will discuss a topic. I have my staff with me right now, and I love to say that staff. Doesn't it sound so important and professional? Well, it really, really does, you know, because they are. And so we'll be talking about, I have a new topic every week. And if you would like a mini reading or a one question reading, you can go on, you can go into the chat room. I'll have people there. But from now on, we will just be discussing things that are of importance. And tonight we have something awesome. Heaven or life after death, does it exist? Have you had a near-death experience? Do you believe this is all we have, or just the physical life? Well, I think a lot of us have questions and answers about that, and lots of questions. I'm sure most of us have had, I should say not most of us, I have had a near-death experience. I had something wonderful happen for me. But without any further ado, or I should say, we'll move on with the show. And we have Stars Maya here who's going to take the lead. And also I have a Stars James and Stars Dragon Spirit. And throughout the show I will just say Maya, Dragon Spirit, and James. So Maya, go ahead. Take it away.
Well, good evening and welcome to our new format. I am so excited. And I hope all the listeners, all of you that have joined us regularly, and for those of you that are new, this is a great program and a very thought-provoking, profound topic, I believe. And we want you to know that we really, really want to hear from you all, whether you believe there is an afterlife or you believe that this is it. Either way, we'd love to hear your experiences or your ideas or your philosophy why. This is an interactive show that we're introducing, and I'm very excited about it. And so I'm going to start off by saying that my experiences as a person in the profession, as a medium and an intuitive, definitely have led me down the path that there absolutely exists an afterlife. I'm going to say that I personally refer to that as heaven. However, in a spiritual sense, I don't really feel that. I feel that heaven has some religious connotations to it, and so I don't think that we need to limit it to that particular religious belief. However, if you have a strong religious belief, by all means, call in. We'd love to hear your thoughts and your take on this subject. So I believe that, yes, I don't believe that this is all we have, just this physical life, this physical world, and when we die, it's over and done. I feel that our journey, that this is, I would say that this is like a grain of sand on the beach almost. Maybe not quite, maybe that's going a little over the top, but you get the picture. This is just a very small part of what I feel is a journey that we are on together and that we're all connected. And the things that I've experienced with clients and in my life personally have made me a believer in this. And it's, to me, it's a wondrous thing. I love what I've been shown and what I've seen. And it's always been good. I've mentioned on prior shows topics that were similar, that I've never really been seeing anything too dark. And with that, we have two gals and one male, so we'll break it up, and we'll go ahead and turn it over to James and see what he has to say about tonight's thought-provoking topic.
Thank you, Maya. Well, I do. I have a little bit to say about this topic. First, I want to welcome everyone. Thank you for listening. And please do call in if you have anything to share about what we're talking about or your own experiences. We'd love to hear from you. Yeah, I definitely believe in an afterlife, although I think that that word is somewhat of a loaded word because it's not, or, you know, life after death. We always think that, or we always kind of assume that that's an ending of one thing and the beginning of another. And from my personal perspective, and this is what I believe, I think that we have to go back to what we're experiencing now to understand what comes after we have this physical journey. I don't believe that we're separated from heaven now. I'm from a Judeo-Christian background. I'm ordained in the Christian church. And there are some significant sayings that Jesus had related to heaven and what heaven is. And he would say, his predecessor and himself would say, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, meaning it's so close that you can touch it. And he also pointed out to several people that the kingdom of heaven is inside of them. And then later on after Jesus, his followers would say, we're seated with Christ in the heavens, in the heavenly realm right now. So I don't necessarily personally believe that we are separate from what we're going to experience after we leave our physical bodies, but we're already there right now. I actually have notes here, because to kind of explain this a little bit further from my own personal belief is I believe in an infinite unity. That is an infinite unity of love, which we call God. And I believe that that is our source. And what we're experiencing right now is duality. We're not experiencing the unity of God. But from my perspective, I see this earthly experience in all of this time-space reality as a thought experience or a thought experiment of God. That, God, which we personally, I believe that we are a part of God, that we are unified with God. But what happened, and I don't know historically, but this is something that is my belief because it helps me understand what comes after and what we're experiencing now, but that there was the Big Bang, and that was the thought experiment where everything was this expansive universe, which is continually expanding, just kind of flew out with a bunch of hydrogen, and that hydrogen is essentially the building blocks of everything, because what happens is hydrogen seeking unity, which is the God particle seeking unity, comes together, creating nebulas and stars, and those stars compact and create more elements, and then the stars explode, which are essentially the soup that makes us, and we're constantly evolving to the point of more unity. So we have this consciousness, which is a vibration that is in essence the God, you know, is connected to the God consciousness through our higher selves. And I know that that's a lot of information, and it's because I have a limited time, but I actually, what I'm trying to say is we're experiencing duality, but we've never really left the heavenly realm, and we still have access to that from my personal perspective, and I have actually experienced heaven 3 different times, and I think we can go into it a little bit more, hopefully I'll have time later on, but I had a near-death experience, I had an experience through meditation, and then I also had an experience when my father passed where I had a heavenly experience where I was there in that afterlife or in that from physical to non-physical reality. But actually, I'd like to hear what other people have to say about this, too. So I think I will pass it to Dragon Spirit for right now.
Okay. First, thanks to everybody who's come. And, yes, it is a very deep and broad subject, really. For myself personally, I believe that we don't die. You know, I believe the skin dies and the body dies, but spirit, I don't think, ever dies. It's an energy, and energy just shifts forms. It changes. And as you said, James, I believe in transcendence. To me, where do you even start with this? A person in their everyday life, for example, they have anxiety or stress, or they're afraid of something, fear. And they get that fear so bad in their head that their body reacts to it, and everything in life seems to be attacking them. To me, that would be a hell. Somebody is trapped in their mind. And I also believe, you know, that there isn't a separation. We Big Bang Theory, I agree with, and we were created. But it wasn't for a death. It was just a continuation, so to speak. Even organized religion teaches it. If people have really read, you know, their own religion, whichever religion you believe in and so forth, if you have a Bible and read it, and I'm going to use the King James Version here, in each one, it teaches how you're going to experience hell when you die. You're going to burn, and you're going to know you're burning. Well, my question's always been, if you're dead and you die and you're not incarnating and you're just dead, there's nothing left, then how do you know you're burning in hell? So there's a lot of different things with that. I've had two near-death experiences, and both times I ended up coming back. But, again, many, many cultures have always taught through the eons of time of people coming back. Another example would be the Dalai Lama. When the Dalai Lama died, they believe immediately he reincarnates. So they seek out a newborn child or a child of a young age that could possibly be him. And what they do is they take his personal effects like his glasses, his staff, his bowl, and so forth, and they mix them up amongst other things, and they place them in front of this child, and they wait for this child to respond by picking out what the previous Dalai Lama had used and owned personally. And every single time, the Dalai Lama has picked out the exact glasses, the exact bowl, the exact staff of his predecessor. So to me, it just doesn't die. It changes form. We're spirit. We're energy. In spirit, you cannot kill. You can merely transform it. If you're driving down a street and it's hot, you see the vapor coming up off of the pavement. Well, it goes straight up, accumulates in a cloud, and it comes back down in the form of rain. I believe everything just changes. It shifts and changes and evolves and continues. I don't think there's anything in all of creation, out of all of the universes and all of the galaxies, were created just to burn and die out. And again, you know, this is my belief. These are things that I've experienced, things that, you know, I've learned through working with other people and everything else. But we're not a separate energy. We never lose our divinity. We're a creation, and we were created to experience. We were created to change. But I don't believe that our spirit was created to die. And again, as I said, if you look at the different religions and so forth, you know, they always teach, well, you're going to go to heaven or you're going to go to hell. But they specifically teach you're going to know this after you die. So, you know, that's a question I'd like to ask the callers. You know, anybody that's listening that can have an answer to that. Because that has been one question that has totally befuddled me my whole life. You know, that somebody's telling you're going to feel this after you die, but yet they don't believe in reincarnation. And again, I think we die 1,000 deaths every day. You know, you have your favorite things around you, and if you don't have those, well, there's part of you that's going to mourn that. There's part of you that's going to be sad because it's gone. I believe it's the same thing with the spirit. It's just going to change, but you're going to lose things. You're going to experience new things, and the line just keeps on going, and there is no beginning and there is no end. It's just a continual, ongoing, shifting evolution and change. And that's about where I look at it right now. So, Maya, if you'd like to add to that.
Okay. Well, what I think I'd like to say, since we haven't had anyone yet willing to come on, and I really want to encourage you, we welcome all beliefs. We welcome all input. We really encourage you, if you're listening, we really would love to hear from you. We'd love to hear your ideas, or if you have questions to perhaps ask us about this particular topic, you know, we would welcome that as well, to maybe challenge a little bit what we're presenting to you. Anything that the listeners may have, we're willing to hear. We're spiritual. This is a spiritual show, and so we're open to all beliefs. We obviously we have our own belief system, but that doesn't mean that we're not open, and we really, really I really just want to encourage everyone to feel comfortable. Even if you're not comfortable using your own first name, use an alias. You know, we really would just really love your participation. We'd love to hear what listeners, what the people listening think, what they have to say, or if you have had an experience, you know, as Dragon Spirit and James mentioned and Natalie mentioned, they've had near-death experiences, but we'd really like to hear from you. We'd really love your participation. So I wanted to say that first. So I want to go to you, James, and I want to challenge you a little bit on what you said.
Sure.
I agree with a little bit, but I want to challenge a little bit, and maybe I'm just misunderstanding, but you're talking about when I was listening to you, I was trying to process the information just as a regular person. And it sounded to me, and please, you know, by all means correct me if I've misunderstood you, but it's almost as though you believe, first of all, I support the belief that God, or for those that believe in a supreme being or creator, there is a unity within all of us, and all of us are a part of that interconnectedness. And so for myself, very much like James mentioned for his self, I recognize that to be God, and I believe that God lives in me, and I therefore live within him. So I believe that there is a connection there that is unchanging in terms of whether we are, you know, in life, alive physically, or we are beyond that. But where I'd like to challenge you is, what you're stating almost sounds like kind of on the quantum side, where death is just an experience, you know, much like you would have any type of experience, and it really does not alter the divine or the spiritual concept or the change that it's, you know, that you quoted some scriptures from the Bible. And so is that your belief, that there's really nothing different? So in other words, let's just say that a person passes. They pass of natural causes. And at that point, in your belief system, where do you see that person, well, what is the next step? In your belief, what is it the same except they are, you know, are there mountains of gold? Are there fountains of blue water? I mean, what do you actually see happening? Or is it just the same? Aside from getting into, you know, like Dragon Spirit said, this is a broad subject, and of course there's a lot of branches. I mean, we could bring up the paranormal, we could bring up the reincarnation, but just based on what you said, I want to challenge a little bit to see a little bit more what your specific meaning is, to understand where you're coming from, if that's okay.
Absolutely. I totally believe that we are experiencing duality. And that's pretty much the biggest thing that I would say in terms of my underlining belief, is that we are experiencing duality right now, but that is not the norm for our higher self, for our spirit. That is not necessarily the norm. It's just what our consciousness is experiencing right now, and that we really, as we move forward, we've never deviated from our connection to spirit and our connection to the divine. Now, is our experience going to change? Absolutely. I mean, and I believe that, you know, when we first pass, or when we first transition into our higher consciousness, when that happens, our experiences are going to be different, because there's a transition that happens, and I think that I take this from personal experience. There are essentially symbols that help us with the transition. When I experienced, let's say, my father's passing, when I experienced my father's passing, I was sleeping. My father was downstairs, and I heard his voice, and then I essentially was in a different place, and there was a long table. And it was full of people, people that I did recognize that had passed, and people that I didn't necessarily recognize. And that is, I'm not saying that that's what heaven looks like, but that for my father, for that transition, that's what it looked like for that transition. I don't, I'm trying to think of exactly the best way to answer your question, because I think that, you know, that what happens after is actually quite different for each of us. My personal experience every
James,
time I've been...
James, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we actually have a caller. So can you hold that thought? We don't want... thank you so much, James. We don't want any of our listeners to wait, and so please hold that thought, because I know everyone wants to hear you finish that story. But let's go ahead and welcome our first caller.
Yes, the first caller we have tonight is Candy. Candy, go ahead and share your experience with the panel.
Hi, this is Priestess Candy, and I am one of the shining stars of the group. How are you guys doing?
Good, Candy. Nice to hear you.
It's nice to hear you guys, too. I'm glad that we can all be together like this. I want to let all of our listeners out there know that if they want to call in and share their story or ask you guys questions, they need to call 347-838-9763. That's
347-838-9763. It's 9736. 9736.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's okay.
Press 1. Go ahead, share your experience, Candy.
Okay. I was 3 or 4 years old, and there was no religion allowed. Before I tell you what happened to me, I'm going to let you guys know there was no religion allowed in my home whatsoever until I was 10 years old, when I moved in with my grandmother out of my parental unit's home. So I knew nothing about God. I knew nothing about the devil. I knew nothing about any religious stuff at all. But I was about 3 or 4 years old, and I was swimming in Daytona Beach with my family. We'd gone down for vacation. And Daytona Beach, I don't know if any of you guys have been there, but they have a buoy line. And on the reason they have the buoy line is because on the other side of the buoy line, the ocean floor literally drops down. I don't even know how far, but it literally, there's a drop-off. You walk out, and if you're an adult, maybe it's up to your almost waist or whatever, but after the buoy line, it literally drops. And I could swim at that time, and they said, okay, don't go past the buoy line. Well, I was a little curious. I went out to the buoy line. I touched it. I put my body on the other side of it. I held on to it. And I said, well, wait a minute, I can swim. And I had been taught that the undertowed would get me. I always thought they were saying undertowed. And they always told me, well, if I go out past the buoy line, the undertowed would get me. And I'm looking around, and I'm like, there's no toads out here. And I let go, and I start swimming, and I started sinking, and the undertow had gotten me. I was going down and down and down and struggling to come back up, and that's the last thing I remember. Next thing I remember, I'm walking through what looked like an underground cave, and there was a long hallway, and at the end of it, it was an opening, and there was this orangish glow at the end of it. And I was walking along with this man. I didn't know who this man was. He was holding my hand, but I felt very comfortable with him. He had long blonde hair, blue eyes, a black T-shirt, and black jeans on. And somehow I wasn't afraid or anything. And we're walking along, and we're walking along, and we get to the end, and I said, where are we? And he just smiled and said, you're home. I said, oh. In the opening, there was a walkway that went around a pit in the middle. On the other side of the walkway, it was like a round room, a cave-like. On the other side were three thrones, the large one in the middle and two smaller ones on either side. If you're looking at the thrones, on the left, there was a girl wearing a long black dress, and she had long blonde hair, and she was sitting in that one. He took me by the hand. He was still holding my hand, and he took me, and he set me in the one on the right, and he sat down in the one on the middle. And in the middle of this room, this cave, was a pit. And inside this pit, it was on fire, and there were people in there screaming and crying and hollering. It hurts. It burns. Please help me. And I look at him, and I said, how come you're not helping these people? Why are they burning and nobody's helping them? And he just looked at me, and he smiled, and he said, because that's where they're supposed to be. And I didn't understand. I was just baffled. I'm like, why? No, we got to help them. We have to help them. And we sat and we talked a while, and he got my mind off of these people screaming and hollering. He grabbed my attention talking about other things. And after a while, he said, well, you got to go back now. And I was so comfortable, and I said, why do I have to? He said, because you're not supposed to be here yet. One day you will come back and you will help me rule this place, but it's not now. I was so comfortable, and I said, why do I have to go back? I don't want to go back. And he said, you do. You just have to go back. He just grinned at me, and he touched my hand. And the next memory I have, I'm laying on the sand on my back. The sun is burning my eyes, and all of these people are gathered around me crying. And I hear somebody say something about, the ambulance is coming, and no, she's already dead. And I'm trying to move my body. I couldn't move my body. I'm trying to open my eyes. I couldn't open my eyes. And all of a sudden, I was able to, and I took a deep breath, and I tried to open my eyes, but the sun was glaring, and I couldn't do it. And I started wriggling around trying to get up, and everybody started clapping and all this stuff. But I had been declared clinically dead from drowning in Daytona Beach when I was either about three or four years old. And that was the first time that I died in this body. So that's what happened to me.
So this is Maya. So you had a near-death experience, and would you say then that it changed your life, Candy, you feel?
I'm not so sure it changed anything about me, because even before that age, before I was declared clinically dead at that time, I can recall being able to communicate with those in the beyond, even before that, and knowing things that were going to happen before they happened. So I don't know if that changed me any, or if it helped open up some things for me for later on. I'm not sure.
Okay. You just wanted to share your experience with us.
Yeah. You know, maybe somehow it did have some sort of influence on the rest of my life, because I have often wondered, where was I? You know, because They clearly stated, and they've talked about it, and my family's talked about it my whole life, you know, that I was dead. Like, body, brain, heart, I was dead.
Right.
And so, you know, I don't know. I've done a lot of research and things, and, you know, it's very possible that if I hadn't have had that experience, maybe I would not have taken the path in my life that led me to now to have such an openness about the gifts I was given.
Okay, fair enough. So you did have a death experience, and you experienced something that was not of the physical realm. I'm assuming that what you experienced was something supernatural, just for a broad term, right?
Yes. Yes. That's, I don't know how else to term it.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's amazing. I know there's a lot of people out there that have had that, and I think that that's what James was sharing with us, is an experience that he had that was under similar, under different circumstances, but was still kind of an out-of-body experience. So that's mm-hmm. amazing. I think that's special that, you know, people are given. To me, I would see that as a second chance. It wasn't your time to take that next step, or, I mean, all of us are going to probably word it differently, but it evidently, like they said, you know, it's not time yet. You will be back, but right now is not the time. Well, thank you,
right.
Candy.
Candy, can I ask you a question real quick?
Sure.
I have just one question. Ever since that experience, have you ever feared dying?
Never.
Thank you.
I've been dead two other times. I've been declared clinically dead three times in this body.
Okay,
I've never
thank
feared
you.
Death.
Yeah, that's
what
one
did
thing
you,
that,
what did you ask, Dragon Spirit? I missed
if,
the first part.
If she, after she had her experience, has she ever feared dying?
Oh,
because
okay.
A lot of people, myself included, that I've talked to that has had near-death experiences, they have the majority of them happen early in life. And then they end up waking up to their gifts right after that. And they don't even fancy the thought of dying. They're not fearful of dying. So that's why I wanted to ask Candy, after she had her experience, if she had
right.
ever feared death.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Thanks, Candy. I just wanted to ask that real quick.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Candy. And let's go back to James. I really wanted to hear him finish the experience that he had. So let's go back to James and let him finish his story.
Okay, this is James. What I had, and I don't know where I was at with my story because I was listening to what was going on.
James.
But no, that's all right. What I experienced was essentially it was his transition. So it wouldn't, it was different than the other times that I had experienced heaven or that realm, but I think it was uniquely his, and I think that Candy's story is essentially uniquely hers. And there are themes that tend to go with each experience that seem to be a little bit more transcendent. But in terms of what we see and what we experience, I don't necessarily think that they are always the same. And one thing that I have experienced is Dragon Spirit, you said you had a near-death experience as well. Every experience that I had afterward, I went through a time of grieving. I can remember even after the experience with my father, I was crying, and not because my father was dead, but because I went from a place of complete feeling complete acceptance, complete love, complete connection to all that was around me, to experiencing duality again. And through that experience, even with my father, I was disconnected again. It was like someone pulled the plug and it wasn't the same. And I was going to ask you, Dragon Spirit, did you have a similar, with your near-death experience, did you have a similar experience where you felt grief, not necessarily over the experience in general, but the disconnect, or didn't you feel the disconnect at all?
Well, what I had experienced, two times it's happened to me, once when I was 26 years old and once just 7 years ago. Both were different, but yet the same.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't afraid of anything. I didn't feel threatened by anything. If anything, the first thing that I felt was a lightness. I didn't have any weight. There was nothing holding on to me or anything. But yes, to answer your question, and I'm glad you said it like that, because that's kind of what I was getting to when I was talking the first time. We will go through grieving periods. There, as we change and as we evolve and as, you know, people that have these types of experiences, you grieve. It's a normal, you know, human psychological thing. You experience it in your body as well. You do grieve over things and mourn over things. You know, there's people I have seen, and myself included, when we go through changes, we actually end up mourning that part of us that dies off and then, you know, get on with the new birth of the next one. many people that I have talked to in my lifetime have also said the same thing. As they went through different experiences in their life, they ended up grieving. They ended up mourning. It felt like a piece of them had been taken away, had died off. But yet, at the same time, they had felt something had been reborn, something
right.
new. They were very optimistic, very, how should I put it, spirited over everything. There were no gates. There were no, you know, guidelines or anything. But I myself, yes, I did experience that both times. It wasn't because of the experience that was happening. I ended up mourning that part of me that died off.
Mm-hmm.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, that doesn't. Well, and that, the reason why I ask is because to me, it was almost every experience that I've had three, every experience that I've had, it felt like that was more real, more substantial, and
mm-hmm.
more a part of me than this time,
yes.
space, physical reality. And that's kind of where I get the idea that that we come from there and we're going back there, and that's more
yes.
real and substantial than this experience.
Yes.
And it's also why I'm trying to think of
when
the
you come back here, when you come back here, when you literally come back into this dimension, into this duality and everything, there's a part of you that's a little bit sad.
Right, right. Well, because it's like when I've had those experiences, it's like I was waking up to what was really real, and everything that was behind me, it was still real, but it was more of a dream. There's a lack of clarity that happens in this physical body. And it's like you said, you know, you feel light, you feel different. Even the physical qualities that you experience are different because it's like you're expansive. And so
right.
you wake up to that expansiveness, and then you have to fit all of that expansiveness back in this itty-bitty, teeny-tiny physical body. I guess the way that I would put it is death is more like an awakening, and that this thing after our physical body is no longer restricting our access to that realm. It's like
yeah.
we awaken. It's like that's our
yes.
real reality, and this is our sleeping reality. It's kind of like waking up from a dream.
Yes, I agree. I agree. I've had the same thing happen, and other people have told me the same thing. It's kind of like every night that I go to sleep very well, and I have a very lucid dream state. But when I actually wake up in the morning, it's like there's part of my physical body that has a panicky feeling. Like,
mm-hmm.
oh, no, you're back here. So, you know, anybody, you know, that's listening or has had any near-death experiences or has experienced something that has shown them that this is not the only reality, I would definitely love to hear it. I like things like this. And like I said, it's a very broad subject, and it goes into a lot of different branches and areas. So, yeah, I think people every day, as I said, there's parts of you that die off. Some people, you know, they change something in their life, and then the next thing that you know, they're starting to feel sad, and they're not sure why they're feeling sad after they just went through a major change or even a medium change. So I think it affects us. And as you said earlier, I believe, you know, that our divine side, it's never touched. It's never blemished. We're just in a suit, jumpsuit, you know, it happens to be skin for experiences. And it's a school, you know, but people do evolve and so forth. But, yes, with the near-death experiences, most definitely, you do sense something else, and you don't really want to leave it. You know, like you said, it's very difficult to think you're going to take that feeling that you have at that moment in time and cram it all back into this little body to carry on with whatever it is that you need to do here. And as I said, most people that I talk to and think the people that wake up to their gifts and are very aware of things normally experience these things when they're young, I would say below 15 years of age. So, again, you know, Candy, I liked what you said because definitely can relate to that. And James, yeah, you know, I agree. I think we can mourn over anything. But I think when we have near-death experiences, that each person is going to experience it in their way but I think, again, there's going to be a common thread through it. Just like we're all connected, you know, and you're never really disconnected. It's only what your mind tells you. I think that that thread still exists and you experience it and so forth. So, and I think it's a wake-up call, too. When people have these kinds of experiences, if they're doubting something, if there's something they're wanting to learn and they're not really getting to there. As for myself, the second one that I had, it was pretty major, and I had gone through some major changes in my life up to that point. And then when that happened, all of a sudden, in a blink of an eye, everything just dropped. It's like it was no longer important. It didn't matter. There was nothing to it. And I was breathing easier. And like I said, the weightlessness and everything. And I was very present. I was very present, very aware of everything that was being said, going on, and everything else. And then all of a sudden having to slam back in. So, yeah.
This is Maya. So you had an experience, I mean, similar to Candy. Now, what I'm going to say is that I had an experience that is completely different, and I came away from that experience with completely different feelings. So I guess we're all very unique in how we experience these. One thing that I do feel, I think it's hard for me anyways, to comprehend that a person would have a near-death experience or what I had, which I'm not really sure what I would even term it other than I had definitely a supernatural experience. And I would have to say that it was somewhat of a religious experience at a very young age. But I don't know how we can come away from these experiences without some type of change, because I don't really believe that, you know, there's that much randomness in the universe that these things just randomly happen. I feel that there is some purpose. What that purpose is, we may not be aware of at that moment or that year, or it may take 20 years, but at some point there is some purpose to that. So now you've all kind of shared that, you know, there was a sense of grief, there was a sense of mourning, and yes, I've heard that, I've dealt with that before, where people have had near-death experiences. I was in a conscious state. I was not in a state of, you know, my body was not in shock, I was not in danger, I was about 7 years old at the time, and I'll be very brief, but just a little background. My father was a Baptist minister at the time, Southern Baptist, but he was very open, very aware of my gifts. I talked about my angel friends. I would often, you know, make these predictions, like tell him to put on coffee because Brother Smith would be coming over. And, you know, my father never ostracized me. Never made me feel uncomfortable. He just accepted this as something good. He saw nothing wrong with, you know, I'm not going to say he encouraged it, but he did not discourage it either. But I had, in a semi-dream state, I had a very vivid experience of, I saw what represented to me Jesus. And there was a very rough flowing river, and on the other side of this river, and there was fire along the river. I'm not sure what that crackling is. I don't know if it's my phone or somebody else's or...
I don't know. I hear it, too.
And you hear it, too? Okay. Well, hopefully maybe it's just a little static. It'll go away. Okay, so I had fallen asleep. It was a normal night. There was no traumatic experience that prefaced this, you know, we went to church, obviously. My father was a minister, so, yes, you know, I did have an affinity to God and to that religion at that time. But I was spiritual above all other things. And so I this was so vivid and so real that it's imprinted on my brain today, and I'm 55, as much as it was at the time that it happened, and I was 7 years old, right around seven. And the river was a very, very fast, swift-flowing river, and there was fire along the banks and throughout the river. And on the other side, on the side that I was standing, a little bit like some of you have shared, there were people crying and wailing and howling, and there were also various types of what, as a child, what I would classify as, monsters or demons, figures of folklore, scary things. Let's just put it that way. They, at the time, they appeared to be frightful and not physical beings, something non-physical, non-human. And on the side, I saw a figure that was introduced, and I recognized this figure spiritually to be Jesus Christ. This is what I saw. And surrounded by him was beautiful landscape, beautiful mountains. There were rivers. There were waterfalls. He had people of all ages. All of them were happy and smiling. And he beckoned for me to cross the river. And there was no way to cross it but to walk. There was no path. There was nothing. And I was hesitant. I was scared. I was visibly shaken, and I told him I can't. And he said, I will put out my hand, and you can do it. And I immediately turned to all these people, and very similar to some other experiences, I was concerned about these people that I felt were not, they were falling apart. They were just beside themselves with despair, misery, every negative emotion you can imagine they were displaying. And he told me that those that choose, basically it was a telepathic, it wasn't as if he was speaking aloud to me. It was more of a telepathic knowing that this was what he was saying to me. And he told me that there would be people that I could help, but I couldn't help everyone, and that each person needed something in order to make this cross. And so by cross, I mean to cross this river, which at the time, for my age, just seemed totally, totally impossible. But I chose to do this, and I did. And when I went to cross it, it was as though there was no river. I never felt anything. I never felt any water. There was not coolness, nor was there heat. It wasn't like it disappeared. It just did not touch me. Physically, I remained neutral to that, what I was seeing and what I was feeling, and I crossed to his side, and I spent a few moments in his company, and I sat with him, and I feel that I was given a choice. And again, know that there was nothing physically wrong with me. I was not sick. I had not been ill. I didn't have heart problems, lung problems, asthma, nothing. This was a completely supernatural, very vivid, supernatural experience. And I asked him if I could go back. I wanted to return. I did not want to stay with him, not because I thought it was great. And, I could feel the serenity, the difference. Once you were across that river, you were just filled with this total understanding, which is what I receive as a medium. It's as though every mystery of the universe and every question we've ever had is immediately answered. We are in this unbelievable state of grace. And he told me that I could, and I asked him, can I help them? And he again, this is all a telepathic type of conversation, told me that there would be some that I would help, but there would be others that would be, I would not be able to reach and to help. and that I would have to be able to be strong enough to know who to help and who that I had to leave behind. So I reached down and I kissed him on the cheek and I squeezed his hand and I walked back across the river. And once I walked back across and I glanced once back at him and at the scene before me, which was, you know, it, whatever your idea of in terms of landscape, whether it's the desert or for me it would be probably something like Montana or, you know, one of these parks, national parks we have with Everglades and pines and, I mean, every type of natural wonder you can imagine. So once I got to the other side where there had been these creatures, these and these people in pain and misery, I glanced back once and saw one more sight of it and of both sides, and then everything slowly collapsed and disappeared, and I was left back on the other side, which I would call the human side, and the supernatural part of it all left, and I felt completely and totally enriched and satisfied. I had no feelings of grief or mourning at all. I felt that I had had an unbelievable experience. I didn't understand all of it at that time, being my age, and it did change me, and I insisted on being baptized as a Christian at that time. And in the Baptist faith, that's pretty young. Usually you are baptized at the age of consent where you're able to truly understand. Again, now this is just religious. This doesn't mean that that's what my world is about. Please know that I'm a spiritual person, and I'm open to all beliefs. But this experience did have religious connotations to it. So I was baptized. I knew that that had to be the first step in my journey. And from that moment on, I have been called and have followed my calling to spiritually help people. And my mission, I'm not a preacher, although I technically am actually licensed to do so, and I believe James is too. That's not what I do in my work. My work is spiritual. It's helping people find their spiritual purpose in their path. So I just kind of wanted to share that because it wasn't a near-death experience, obviously, but I had said earlier, as a medium, I've never really been shown a hell or a burning, not that I don't believe that that exists in our minds, if nowhere else, but my experience was actually uplifting. It was kind of the opposite, so I wanted to add that just because I think it's good to have a little bit of contradiction in what we feel and see because we all are unique individuals. So for me, my experience was more that I wanted to come back for whatever reason and that I embraced my humanity and I really did not want to stay, even though I felt that what you're talking about, that connectedness, and I knew that I would not have that, I did feel that even as a young child. So that's my experience. I don't know if we have anyone else calling in that's willing to share with us. If not, James or Dragon Spirit, whatever you'd like to add to that. But that was my main experience in my lifetime that I would say did change me for sure.
Well, we have about 5 minutes left here, and what an interesting subject. I think we could go on and on and on with this. I was told by Candy that people are clicking on their players on Facebook, so people they are listening. They may not be calling in, but they are listening, which I think is a great thing, and we'll have to do our topic earlier so I can post it. And if you guys want to just kind of wrap it up, because we have about 5 minutes and some odd seconds to go.
Okay, Dragon Spirit or James, what would you like to add?
Well, I will go ahead and interject with my final thought. One thing that I wish would like to share, and it's too bad that we're running out of time because, you know, I didn't even really get into the story that I had from my own near-death experience, but I have had spiritual experiences. In fact, I had a very similar spiritual experience where I was at a river, and it was uniquely different than my near-death experience when my body actually, you know, my heart had stopped and I was out of body. That was definitely a different experience than, you know, some of the visions, the very intense visions, or even angelic visitations, or even my experience where I was meditating and went to heaven. They were uniquely different than the experience that I had that was near death and the experience that I had with my father. Both of those experiences were just different because they were related to a transition that was happening or a transition that was interrupted when I was hit by a car and that happened. There was definitely a unique difference between the two, and I kind of wanted to point that out. And then also, we're running out of time quick.
No, we're not. You can go ahead, James. I can extend this. Just talk away. Well, you know, it'll record. No, you're fine.
Okay. And the other thing that I wanted to share really quick was that, you know, I kind of wanted to pose a question. And it's about this idea of hell, because for me, and I know this is a whole topic in and of itself, but for me, hell or suffering or that reality, I do believe it does exist, but I only believe that it exists in the duality that we experience in time-space reality. I do not believe that it exists outside of the universe or where I would say God is. I don't believe suffering exists in God, but I do believe that there's a pain body that we can identify with on this level of existence that could be, you know, equated to hell. And I do know that there was a little bit of a thread where that came up. So I just wanted to ask, I mean, what are your viewpoints on hell, both Dragon Spirit and Maya?
Well, Dragon Spirit here. As I said, I believe that people can put themselves in a state of hell, literally,
right.
Within
right.
their mind, and their mind will affect your body. You know, I don't think there's a differential. But what you're talking about, if I'm right, the way you're explaining it, being that we're in duality, there's going to be an opposite presence.
Right.
Through my experiences, when I had those, I've had many experiences, two near-death. The near-death experience is, as I explained, it was a light sensation. Nothing was important. There was no analytical thought to it or anything. It was just a state of being. It was just felt. It was just known. I think we could do more to ourselves in the physical, mind-wise, and emotionally in everything that would create a hell in our mind, and, you know, on other planes as well. I believe through the experiences that I have had with other people that have come to me after they have crossed over, in fact, immediately within like 10 minutes after they crossed over, not a single one that came to me did they express any form of burning or torture or unhappiness, all of the negative side of the emotions, none of them. Had ever brought that feeling when they got in touch with me. But I think, as I said, we're in a state of duality, and yes, I believe we can psychologically, mentally put ourselves into a hell, and then our body reacts to it, and of course everything around us reacts to it. But I also believe the opposite as well. You know, you have the opposite to heaven. When everything's going right for you, you're in your flow, things are just coming to you as you need them. So I believe it can exist in either realm, basically. And I'd like to go ahead and just wrap it up and say thanks to everybody that shared tonight and everything. I think it was a good topic, and I think it's something, you know, that people can think about and maybe, you know, experience the learning from other people of what they've been through. So with that, I'll give it back to you, James. Maya?
Okay, well, this is Maya, and yes, it's been definitely a great show, and hopefully those people listening got some input and ideas, and again, we'd really love to hear from you. We're not, you know, obviously no profanity, but other than that, we're not censoring. You don't have to have our beliefs. If you believe this is it, whatever our topic may be, please, by all means, I really would love to hear from the people out there what they have to say and what they have to feel about it. And, you know, it is a broad topic, and we've all shared a little bit of our experiences. And, you know, do we have all the answers? No. I mean, I guess I'll end with we don't have all the answers, but, yes, there's you know, I think it would be somewhat naive of us as humans to say that there's not something else out there. So, unfortunately, we didn't get anyone to call that challenged that idea, but I think we can all agree that there's more to it than just the skin and bones, as Dragon Spirit put it. So with that, I'd like to thank everyone for participating. Thank you, Candy, for sharing your story. Thank you, James, Dragon Spirit. I'd like to thank everyone in the chat room for their support. They're a team. They help us. We help them. So I definitely want to give thanks to everyone, and thanks to everyone who listened. And I hope you enjoy the new format, and I hope you tune in next week, because I'm sure we'll have something just as juicy to talk about. Right? Right, folks?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Definitely.
That's yes.
I already have one idea that maybe we might be doing that next week.
Yeah. We'll come up with lots of different things, and I want to thank all of you, of course. And should we need to extend this sometime, you know, it goes on recording, so we can be on for 2 hours if need be. It doesn't just kick us off. But I've told you about my experiences that I've had, so we won't go over that. But I enjoyed this thoroughly. And isn't it strange, or maybe it's not, but a lot of times the people that are really, really, really spiritual and really use everything that they've been given have had near-death experiences? Is that
yes.
The awakening? Is that what has to happen for them? I don't know. It set me on my path, what happened for me. But it took
might
years
be a confirmation.
But it took me years to get. I mean, it was a long time ago that it happened to me, but it was a gradual process. But I think I had to be enlightened in some way, and it wasn't going to happen overnight, and it wasn't going to happen over within a year. It took years to get me where I am right now, and to be doing what I am right now. And I think I was just being prepared. For all of you, look at all that I have, look at all the talent, look at all this wonderful group of people who are so loving and kind, and I can't say, I'm so impressed with all of you, and we'll be back again next week with another great topic, and I will post it as early as I can so everybody knows, and I want to thank Candy over there in the chat room. You know, she promos everything. I mean, we talk every morning. Sometimes just before I have my coffee, she's probably laughing because we go over things. Okay, do this, do this, do this. I'll get this out. And all these short URLs that she does for everybody. So we have to thank her, and also Stars Judy Noah, who was in the room tonight, and also Stars Morningstar was there tonight. She hasn't been with us in the chat in a really long time. And, of course, I better thank Leo because – you know, he's going to start squawking. But anyway,
Leo has something to say.
Oh, well, you know, he's a brat. He's just a brat bird, and I have a brat cat named Muji. But Muji's my little man. I call him my little man. But anyways, thank you, guys. I love you. And we'll do this again next week. And thank you for everybody who's listening. And from what I understand, many from Facebook were tuned in. They just weren't calling him. And that's a good thing, too, because they are all going to get something from this. So good night, and have a great evening, everyone. Love you.
Great.
Love you.
God bless everyone.
Love you. Good time.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.